You're going to be a late sleeper.
What do you want to speak?
Yeah, you come in there. Make sure you're not getting dripped on there.
No, just go back a couple of metres.
Look, back a couple of metres. Like this?
Yeah.
Beautiful.
You're okay? You got a mic or something? You're right.
Ready to go?
Did you want to start off?
Yeah, I will. Yeah, look, firstly, thank you very much for turning up, guys. It's tough conditions. This Thursday night is a huge night for Port Adelaide Footy Club for a number of reasons. Firstly, most importantly, we play the Premier, Paul Thorne, in a continuation of a fantastic rivalry that's been building up over the last few years. But it's also the launch of the AFL's Multicultural Round, and we think that that's a really significant event. We're very privileged to have that opportunity, and it's going to be a real show to remember. If you think about the AFL agenda over the last few years to drive diversity into the game, Multicultural Round becomes super important in our view. And the stats are incredible. You know, 43% of all Australians have one parent born overseas. We've got Cam here, whose dad was born in Dublin. We've got Chen, who's our wonderful Chinese representative. So our club and the AFL are embracing this event full-heartedly and wholeheartedly. It's going to be a big event. We're encouraging people to get there early, 6:30. There's plenty of tickets still available for the game. It's going to be a much finer evening than today is, obviously, and we can't wait to get there.
Keith, just on the China experiment, the scheduling for next year, what sort of time frame or round are we thinking that the match will be next year?
Yeah, it's undecided. You know, there are a few factors that go into this. Earlier in the season for us works better. Now, I think if you were to pick the perfect time to be playing footy in China, it's March, April. But it'll be determined by the fixture, the AFL fixture. The other possibility is bye round, which makes it a little bit later. So we're still having those discussions. But I would have thought if we could be there in April, that would be ideal.
And is the opponent worked out? That's all done?
It's not done. We're talking to several clubs. The broadcaster will have some influence on that, as will the AFL. I think the first priority is to actually get the venue sorted out. We were in China last week. We visited the Zhangwan Stadium, which is the ground that the AFL played in 2010, you know, between Brisbane and Melbourne, which we think looks really good. It's an older ground, a lot of character. Certainly got a lot of turf, you know, so we can turn it into the AFL home in China, which we like the idea of. But we've got to do the economics of it, and all of that work has to be done by the end of July.
Keith, before the game on Friday night, David Crosh mentioned Port were a top four and top six team had underachieved this year. Where do you see the list as being at?
Yeah, I haven't changed my opinion. I think that we have that sort of a list. Clearly, our depth has been challenged this year. You know, if you have a look at the sort of injuries that we've had, you know, we've had a big part of our back line dismantled. If you think about Carlisle, Homs, Jonas, Jackson, Trinko, none of those guys are playing, and we would have had him in the first six probably at the start of the year. But I think that the back line has held up really, really well, but it's tested us. Our forward line is quite young. You know, we had a new entry in Charlie, and we're still working our way through that. I guess the area that we've been thinking about a lot is the midfield, and clearly the loss of Ryder and then Matthew Lobe at the start of the year just changed our thinking in regards to what we needed to do in there, and it's probably taken us a little longer than we would have liked to get that exactly right. But I reckon over the last 5 or 6 weeks we've seen a lot of significantly better efforts through there, and we're starting to hold our own. So my view is a full list at Port Adelaide is highly competitive against everyone in the competition. I think our depth has been tested, but it's held up okay. But there's just a couple of elements in our game that just need to be improved for us to be consistently top four material.
I was trying to make the finals still this year, but end of the year, if you don't make it, do you need an overhaul or just some fine-tuning with your list?
Yeah, it's not an overhaul. We like a lot of what we're doing, we certainly believe that this year is well and truly alive. So we haven't given up on this year at all. We think that the important thing is you've got to keep building on the things that you learn. Whilst it's frustrating at times, it's not an exact science. It's not easy to win, and it's not easy to win this competition. And our club needs to keep building on those lessons that we've learned over the last couple of years, and I think we're doing that.
Ask Cam one, maybe?
Yes.
Thanks, Cam.
Are you ready out?
Probably better.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Turn on stage.
Somewhere warm.
No worries.
Are you tough as nails, or
what's
the weather out here?
Oh, mate, it's freezing. Just got back from the beach, so, yes, Adelaide's turned on the weather for us for that. Oh, yeah. Sorry, mate.
Your dad mentioned about your double heritage. Did he play any Gaelic footy or anything like that?
Nah, Dad didn't play any Gaelic footy. He played a fair bit of soccer, so, he moved over here when he was a young fella, and, got into the soccer and try to inherit that kind of Gaelic sense as well, but no Gaelic for me.
Cam, a brilliant win on Friday night, but it goes without saying you've just got to back up. I mean, every game's almost a mini final. Is that how it feels for you boys?
Yeah, that's how we approach each week from now on in. We can't really afford to get ahead of ourselves. We're not in that position to do so, and there's no better test for us this week against Hawthorn.
Bit of confidence, I suppose, from the fact you beat them twice last year?
Yeah, a bit of confidence, but yet again, they're going really well at the moment, and we're just going to attack it as we do each week, and hopefully get a really good turnout from our supporters on Thursday night.
Ewan, why do you have the wood on Hawthorn in recent times? Most sides can't beat them. You guys have done well against them.
Yeah, I think we just match up really well against them, and we just seem to click when we play them, and hopefully we do so again on Thursday night.
What areas do you match up well on them? What do you mean?
I think our midfield steps up a lot when we play them, and our forwards as well. So we all just need to gel together Thursday night, and hopefully we can get the result.
And Kane Corns has always had the job on Sam Mitchell, done well. I guess you've got two contenders this week with Ebo and also the other Mitchell.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be a tough job for whoever gets him, and we'll put full trust in whoever does so, and it'll go a long way to winning the game.
Does that give you confidence, though, your record against them, you can still do it again?
Yeah, I mean, it does give us confidence. We'll go into the game fairly confident, and but not get ahead of ourselves, and, I mean, it's going to be a really tough game.
Personally, you play some great football, very composed. It sort of seems like you don't start on the side, but start, you always find your way in there and play some good footy. Is there any reason behind that?
Not really. Probably just the last couple of years been slow, a bit of a slow start, but slowly worked my way back into the team and generally staying there, so hopefully I can do for the rest of the season.
How keen are the players to get a top 8 scout?
Yeah, we're really setting ourselves for Thursday night. We really do need to take a scalp, and there's no better team to do so.
You play alongside Darcy Byrne-Jones each week. How highly do you rate his elevation this year?
Yeah, Darcy's been outstanding this year for a first-year player. Coming into the team, he's just he's gotten better each week, and just the way he goes about it, and the boys love him.
What's his real strength?
Probably just his hardness around the contest and his composure. For a first-year player, I've never seen someone with so much composure about themselves and hardness at the ball.
You'll be without Hoxie again this week. What does he bring to the team, or what do you see out of him being out of the
side? Yeah, Homshi's a great defender, and we will miss him again this week, and we did on the weekend. But Tom Cleary coming in played really well, and did really well on Jack Rewalt. But Homshi just brings that leadership and drive out of the back line, and generally gets the best forward.
Have you spoken to Homshi? How's he feeling after missing the game?
Yeah, I spoke to Homshi. He's a bit disappointed, but just being so close, and then obviously doing that injury just in the last training session. But he's remaining upbeat, and he'll go about his rehab in the way he does. He's a very professional guy, and I'm sure we'll see him back very soon.
No rough there, but still a top forward line that they you'll be up against, clearly.
Yeah, they are a very good forward line. I mean, they got Gunston and Surioli and Papopolo, those guys around there. So it's going to be a very tough job for us defenders down there.
Wesley's been given a Last Friday night's game?
Yeah, Westy, I asked him actually at half time if he meant it, and he just gave me a little cheeky grin and winked at me. So I don't know if he did though, but we'll give it to him.
Thanks, mate. No great work. Thanks, Cam.
Chen's obviously our Chinese recruit. On the cultural round celebrations, we've got a meeting of Chinese deal on Thursday. So just getting the questions ready.
Okay, Chen,
will you be leading the charge on the festivities on Thursday night? Will you be giving the ideas on what they'll be celebrating?
You mean on
Thursday night, there's going to be a Chinese feel to the celebrations. Are you giving them the hints on what to do?
Yeah, we all have the dragons on the ground.
Dragons, yes.
And anything else, I don't know.
How's your recovery going with your knee?
Yeah, it's good. I feel my knees more stronger, and now I do back exercise and do weights. Yeah, it's hard. Everything so slowly.
And how exciting that Port will play a game next year?
Yeah, I'm so excited that wonderful game we'll play in Shanghai, China. Yeah, I can't wait to watch it.
Yeah. So, constant talk. With people back in China, is there constant talk about the idea of a game and they're looking forward to it?
Yeah, I think they are so excited for that game coming to China, and then people in China, they are talking about that game, how was it, and how about the game. Yeah, I think they will know. We'll show them.
Right. Thank you. Thanks, Chen.
Thanks, Chen. Thank you. Sorry. Where'd Cam go? Did he? He has to be back for rotation.